Tafayin Amid Aleph contains one of the most disturbing statements in all of Shas, that Roiv Ganvi Yisrael. The Gemara says something to the effect that most Ganovim are Jewish. And not only that Jewish, but from the context of the Gemara, they're religious Jews, it seems. So first of all, just to defend Klal Yisrael, the Rosh says it's talking dafka about the city of Pumpedisa, where the incident took place, that's mentioned in the Gemara. It's a ksas techama. Pumpedisa in Bavel was something like Brooklyn is nowadays in New York. It was like the biggest concentration of Yidden in Bavel was in Pumpedisa, so it's only a ksas techama. So I'd like to share with you two separate thoughts on this Gemara of Rav Gandhi Yisrael. And I want to stress, it's not a Agadita Gemara. It's a Halacha Gemara. Gemara says that somebody had barrels of wine in a room and Ganovim came in. It's a halacha shayla. If you can assume the wine is kosher, if they're non-Jews pashkering with the wine, then it's Niyayin Nesef. It's a halacha that they're Seimich Rav Gandhi Yisrael. So it's definitely a disturbing Gemara. So there are two nekudas I'd like to speak out regarding this. One is Rav Schwab's statement to Parshas Toldos. I made copies tonight. I made about only a fraction of what I usually make because I didn't. I assumed the Yoilim would be much smaller than it is, which is incredible. I don't know how we found so many parking places in the neighborhood, but for a snowstorm, it's wonderful. But Rav Schwab says a gavaldige insight into a parsha in the Torah. When Yaakov runs away from Lavan, he doesn't tell Lavan he's leaving. He asks Rachel and Leah, and he gets their haskama, and they abscond. They run away from Lavan without saying goodbye. So what's Lavan's complaint? He doesn't seem to bother him that Yaakov left. He says, "Lo nitashtani l'nashek hasbanei v'noisei." He didn't give me a chance to kiss them goodbye. You should have at least given me a chance to give them a goodbye kiss. All right, a goodbye kiss to Zayda sounds very nice. So Schwab brings that we find sometimes by Yidden a lack of honesty. He brings from the Chazon Ish in one of his letters that it's not beteva that Yidden are honest. It takes work to be honest. He says that comes from Lavan's kiss. Because Lamaisa Lavan chased after Yaakov, and at the end the pasuk makes sure to tell us that he did kiss his einikuch. Says it comes from Lavan's kiss. He brings us someone once overheard the Chafetz Chaim being Mavis Sedra, this parsha, and that the Chafetz Chaim said to himself, I mean, whoever was listening, in Yiddish he brings, that Dem Bandit hat nit geken kushin Yaakov. But Yaakov is Kula Yemis. This Bandit is talking about Lavan. He couldn't kiss Yaakov. Yaakov is Kula Yemis. And Lavan's kiss couldn't do it. It couldn't have an effect. So he couldn't kiss him and have an effect. So the Maisa, but he did kiss the Shvatim, and that's the Hashpah. It reminded me when I read this by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's by Shloishim, Rebel Yishvei said a Hespid. So he said that he was once with Rabbi Yaakov, and it was Yeshiva Bacha was there. And he was a boy who had come out of Russia a number of years earlier. So Rabbi Yaakov told Rabbi Elia that, see that boy? When he first came to America, I kissed him. Maybe from my kiss came this godless that he grew. Rabbi Yaakov was not prone to exaggerations. He was very much an ishamis. And there's such a concept that from a kiss of Ava, it could be Meshbiya. And for Karet, Lavan's kiss could be Meshbiya the other way. And anyway, this is Rav Schwab's idea that there's a little bit of the Zayda Lavan in all of us, so we really have to be careful.
He didn't kiss Binyamin, though.
He didn't kiss Binyamin. So, he kissed Rachel, maybe. Okay, at any rate, this is the... this is one nekuda. This is Rav Schwab's nekuda. There's a second nekuda I'd like to share with you. It's interesting, yisoid. Over the years, I found the Yesod in very diverse places. I found the Yesod in the Mitzvah Eliyahu, in the Shem of Rav Simcha Zissel, the Alta of Kelm, one of the Balei Musar. The Yesod in the Klei Yakar in Parshas Kukas, in the Chasam Seif in Parshas Hazinu, and in the Hagdama of the Shev Shmaitza. So four good Mar Makaymis for the following Yesod that they all say. They say that it's in the nature of this world that kol davar mispoil mehepuchai. Everything is motivated or is moved by something that's the opposite of it. Something that's the reverse of it. The example the Mr. Miliel gives is an inoculation. You want to give somebody a shot so that he should be able to resist disease. So they give him a little bit of disease. The body creates antibodies against it. Called oven mispal meapuche. From a little bit of disease, the body creates antibodies. Without it, it wouldn't. The nature of the world is that when there's something else that pushes back. Something else that pushes back against it. Or if two people are struggling and one person is fighting and he pushes harder, it's more in the other person a desire to push back or an ability to push back. And that's the way it is in the nature of the world. Now, somebody who works a lot with his hands, you'd think, I don't work with my hands, I'm yeshiva all day. So my hands would be in pristine condition. We have someone in the shul here who's who builds buildings. He works with his hands all day. You think his hands would be all shvach and mine would be strong. You know, when I shake his hand is big and muscular, and my hand is like, you know, almost like it was when I was 13 years old. Because kol davar mispal be'epucha, you work hard, it builds the muscle, it creates things that are the reverse. That's the Yesod. It's brought in the Mr. Meliel and both in Chelek Dal and Chelek Hay. The Klei Yakar says it's the idea behind the carbon, the paraduba that's mitami tahirim, mitar tamayim, which Api Pashtus is a pella. So without explaining how it works here, he says not such a pella. Kol davar mispal me'epuchai. Things on this are pushed back against the opposite. Some it's kulay tar kleches tumakam, and Rav Pam used to tell the Parshas Chukas Taka. He used to speak about that the Gra once went to with his brother to visit the mother's kever on the yard site. He went to visit the mother's kever on the yard site, and on the way back in the wagon, the Gra said to his brother, "Did you see how happy our mother was that we came?" Your brother shrugged his shoulders. He didn't see anything. He was at a matzeva. But the Gra saw how happy the mother was. So the next year, the brother got a wagon and he came to pick up the Gra to go again to the cavern. So the Gra said he's not going. He said, "But, you know, our mother was so happy we came." He said, "Chabshver galitin." He said, "I suffered from going. I suffered from going." So Meir Palm explained it. The kleches hatumah misnagid to something. The more Torah something is, the more the kleches hatumah attach themselves to it. So the Gra went. So to him, it somehow affected whatever Beis HaKfaras says, you know, whatever the words are, klipis or kleches hatumah. It connected to it. Rav Palm would mention the minig that pregnant women don't go to the Beis HaKfaras. Comes from the same Nakuda. Then an Uber b'mei imai is kulaitar, so he shouldn't be going. But anyway, this is the concept, this is the way the Klei Yakar brings it. He says something fascinating. It says that Shlaim HaMelech wanted to understand the secret of the Paraduma. So he said, Amarti echkema, I thought I'll be smart, I'll figure it out, I'll be rechaikem imeni. So Pash Pshat is, he said, I'll try to figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. So the Klei Yakar teaches, Amarti Echkema, I thought I'll become smarter. I realized that the more rachaik something is, the smarter a person gets. The harder the riddle that you figure out, the more you misgaber to have a havan in it. Kol davar mispal be'epuchai, things that are the opposite, they sort of they sort of push back. I think it's also true when someone has something threatened, he appreciates it more. There's someone here in the shul, Dr. Babich, was hit by a car about a year ago, maybe it was 2 years ago. He was in the hospital and they were afraid he wouldn't be able to walk. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, he came back. So he said to me, you got to speak that people should appreciate that they could walk. That's what he said to me. You have to people appreciate they could walk. I said to him, Harvey, 22 years ago, I had surgery on my leg in 95. And I had a hard time walking. I was on crutches for 6 months. And at that time, I mentioned to him that people should appreciate they could walk. And he said to me then that if a person just grows up walking, he doesn't appreciate he could walk. It's only when your walking is threatened, then you appreciate you can walk. You know, if God forbid someone's eyesight is threatened, then he appreciates he could see. Otherwise, not. Kol dover mispoil mehepuche. Everything, opposites create the reaction that pushes back the other way. That's human nature. Negelin Yonenu is an incredible lashon in the Hagdama of the Shev Shmaitzer. Now, Shev Shmaitzer was the genius of Klal Yisrael, the Ktzais HaChayshin. And he writes about the pulpula, the kayach of the seichel, the mind, to be mefalpul. It's almost incredible the words he says. He says the following. Listen to this. Hayisharim besichlam. Somebody who has a straight, yashar mind, einam charifin kolkach. They're not such charifim. They're not bali pilpul. They can't, they're not sharp. If you have just a straight mind, you see everything straight. Einam charifim kolkach. Isn't that amazing? I was thinking how Rabbi Yaakov, Zechrono Levracha, was the straightest person of the generation. And Taka, he couldn't say pilpul shiurim in yeshiva. He always said a pshat shiurim. Rabbi Yaakov was always very popular, but a shiurim were not. Because everything was glatt. Everything was smooth. Hayisharim besichlam eina charifun kakach. What's the next thing? Hacharifus eina ela agav shabeshta. You only become smart if you make mistakes. If you don't understand things. Lafisha elu she'ein sichlam yashar. V'yesha ma'akid besichlam. Somebody who doesn't understand things well and he has something blocking his brain. Kashi yigbar ha'seichel. When he'll finally understand something, then he really understands it with a good charifas. The tzlach in learning comes from not understanding and then understanding, having a pushback and then being able to understand. So this is also an idea of koldova mispal mehepucha. He brings an example when you put a little water on a fire, the fire flares up. And then he says a nice pshat. It says, V'yaru kimis kala shahasa, v'hine toiv ma'id. Chazal say, toiv zu yeta toiv, ma'id zu yeta har. It's very hard to understand. Toiv is the yeta toiv. Toiv ma'id is the yeta har. Very hard to understand. So he says that the yeta toiv is toiv, but not ma'id. By the yeta har being misnaged, and the yeta toiv being misgaber, it becomes toiv ma'id. When something pushes back and you have to push and make it happen, that makes the hatzlacha the toiv ma'id. That's the Shev Shmaitz's angle on this side. I mention it because of this idea. The Rav Gamvi Yisrael Gemara seeming to say Hashem didn't create Yidden Dafka naturally b'derech hayashar. Says Hashem made Adam yashar. It doesn't say Klal Yisrael Dafka. So a little bit of a limit chus is this idea, Yisharim b'sichlam einam charifun kol kach. If you have to work on it, it creates more of a kayach, an appreciation, more of an achiza. Somebody is naturally has an honesty, see, he's honest. Somebody who works on it and is honest, he's really has an achiza and his gabras in it, I guess it's just a little bit of a limud schus on such a gemara, right? Gamvi Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants that a person has to be mizgaber, has to push back against his yetzer hara, and from that the yetzer toiv becomes toiv ma'id. Certainly, Roiv Gandhi Yisrael is not a mitzvah. It's something to look for. Shkech everyone for making it here tonight. I'm really in the spoil. There are a few extra black and whites you can take on your way out.